Crescent Dragon Wagon. Now, there is a name that you'll not forget, and her food is pretty unforgettable, too. Crescent's written bean by bean, and she makes a point in the book that the bean is the most democratic of foods. A world of people eat them, no matter where they live or who they are. And besides, for gardeners, they're practically magical. Crescent, good to have you back with us.
Thank you, Lynn. I'm tickled to be here.
So why magic for gardeners?
Well, of course, magic and beans go way back to Jack and the Beanstalk, but, beans are one of the only plants, I used to say the only plant, but I just read about a tree in Africa that also gives back to the soil. In other words, when you raise them, they don't deplete the soil of nutrients during their growing phase. They actually give back. They actually enrich the soil. They add nitrogen to the soil. They're also beautiful and magical in that they germinate quickly. You know, what is the first thing that a child grows in a paper cup in kindergarten? A bean, because it sprouts big, fast, dramatic, you see it. And that says nothing about their fecundity, their variety, the ways that you can cook with them. That's just a few of the things that I find magical about them.
Well, there's something you do in the book that there are a lot of bean books out there, but I've seen very few that have talked so much about green beans. Talk to me about what you do with green beans.
Well, you know, green bean, green meaning not only green the color, but green as in immature or young. Mm-hmm. So a green bean is a fresh or immature bean. And although we say green, a green bean may be yellow. It may be a yellow wax bean. They can also be purple. There's a beautiful purple one called Violetto and another one called, I think, Trifecta. The sad thing about those beautiful purple green beans is that when you bring the water to the boil and drop the purple green beans in, you can stand over the pot and watch them turn back to green as they cook. Another bean
magic.
Yeah,
I know. You hope that they're going to be purple in the final stages and they turn green. Yeah. But talk about some of the things that you do with those green beans.
Oh, yes. Well, there's one thing that I love, and there's one version that's Greek, one version that's Italian, and there's my own dragon version. I lived in the South for a long time, and although there are some recipes that I still like tender crisp in a green bean, you know, various stir fries, I have really fallen in love with slow-cooked, meltingly tender green beans. And one of my very favorites is to skim a nice heavy cast iron skillet with olive oil and have the skillet cold, not hot, and scatter quite a bit, a couple of tablespoons of chopped, not crushed, garlic over that. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, tipped and tailed green beans packed on top of that, and then dice up a tomato, sprinkle that over the top, cover it. Turn the heat on very, very, very low as you can get it, and then just kind of forget about it. And maybe check it 45 minutes later, lift the lid. If there's a lot of liquid, leave the lid off and raise the heat very slightly. But you might even need to leave it there longer. You want the beans to get meltingly, meltingly tender. At no point does the garlic burn. But after a while, the beans kind of caramelize in this garlic and olive oil and tomato, if we wanted to be fancy, we could say confit, or just a jam of that and their own juices. And, you know, 45 minutes is the minimum. You might even do an hour, hour and 15 minutes. And at the end, they don't look very pretty. They look a little shriveled-y and brown on the edge, and you kind of go, huh? And I season them at the end. I do a little coarse salt, black pepper. This is one of the few things that I like a little bit of dried dill on, not fresh. Fresh is too dominant a flavor. Tiny bit of dried dill and, the kicker, a few shakes of cayenne. Mm. And you very gently turn it so you don't break those beans up. And they are so good. And they're so good that once I served them at the inn and A man made me a proposal of marriage on the basis of my green beans.
Crescent sounds delicious. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn.
Crescent Dragon Wagon's latest book is Bean by Bean. Try those melting beans that she talked about. The recipe is Greek-style green beans, and it is on the website, splendidtable.org.